Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Answers from the Lab, where we share Mayo Clinic knowledge and advancements on the state of testing and science from laboratory leaders and the people who are making it happen behind the scenes. I'm Dr. Bobby Pritt, your host, and a clinical microbiologist and the chair of the Division of Clinical Microbiology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
For today's episode, we welcome April Craig from our product management team at Mayo Clinic Laboratories for a test-specific podcast.
Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Pritt. Today, we will be discussing Mayo Clinic Laboratories' new oral fluid controlled substance monitoring panel with Dr. Paul Genetto. But before we get started, Dr. Genetto, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Absolutely. I just want to start out by thanking you for the opportunity to be here. I earned my Bachelor of Science in Clinical Laboratory Science from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. After working 5 years as a clinical laboratory scientist or medical technologist, I went back to school and earned my PhD in pharmacology and toxicology at the Medical College of Wisconsin. I then went on to complete a 2-year postdoctoral fellowship training program. I am board certified by the American Board of Clinical Chemistry and the American Society for Clinical Pathology. Prior to working at Mayo Clinic, I was the director of the Clinical Chemistry and Toxicology Lab at Dynacare Laboratories. I have now been at Mayo Clinic for over 11 years, where I serve as the co-director of the Clinical Mass Spectrometry Lab, the Clinical and Forensic Toxicology Lab, and the Metals Laboratory. In the end, I have overseen, supported, and provided laboratory testing for controlled substance monitoring for over 20 years.
Thank you for that. Can you please provide an overview of laboratory testing for substance use disorders, and specifically Mayo Clinic's new oral fluid controlled substance monitoring option?
In substance use disorders, the role of toxicology or drug testing is to assess drug use, misuse, or abuse. Toxicology testing should never be relied upon as the sole measure of a patient's substance use. While the most commonly drug-tested matrix is urine, oral fluid is also available and recognized as an alternative matrix by the CDC and other evidence-based laboratory medicine and clinical practice guidelines. In fact, oral fluid testing is now included in toxicology testing programs of federal executive branches and is a standard part of industry workplace drug testing programs. Consistent with the recent CDC clinical practice guidelines, Mayo Clinic now offers a cost-effective immunoassay panel for oral fluid that includes tests for opioids, benzodiazepines, and other commonly prescribed or abused controlled substances. Our oral fluid controlled substance monitoring panel includes chemiluminescence-based immunoassays for opioids that include 6-monoacetylmorphine, the metabolite of heroin, morphine, hydrocodone, oxycodone, oxymorphone, methadone, fentanyl, tramadol, and buprenorphine. We also screen for benzodiazepines, including oxazepam, clonazepam, and lorazepam, and even the non-benzodiazepine zolpidem. We also screen for stimulants, including amphetamine, methamphetamine, methylphenidate, the metabolite of cocaine, and even PCP or phencyclidine, along with marijuana and barbiturates.
Which patients should have this testing, and when should it be performed?
Oral fluid toxicology or drug testing should be integrated widely in various clinical settings where controlled substances are prescribed, like pain management or addiction medicine. For example, in the November 4th, 2022 CDC clinical practice guideline for prescribing opioids for pain in the United States, recommendation number 10 specifically states, when prescribing opioids for subacute or chronic pain, clinicians should consider the benefits and risks of toxicology testing to assess for prescribed medications, as well as prescribed and non-prescribed controlled substances. Now, typically, drug testing is recommended during the initial assessment and then periodically throughout the patient care to monitor the effectiveness of the treatment plan and the patient's compliance. These toxicology tests can assist the clinician in identifying when patients are not taking the prescribed medications, which might indicate diversion or other clinical issues, such as difficulties with adverse drug effects. It can also provide information about other drug use that wasn't reported by the patient. In the end, toxicology drug tests are not meant to be punitive, but rather a tool to support recovery and provide motivation for compliance to controlled substances or reinforcement for abstinence.
What alternative test options are available and how do these compare?
Urine controlled substance monitoring tests can also be used since urine is non-invasive and has a good window of detection for most drugs. However, urine also has its challenges. For example, most collections are not witness collections, and therefore urine is easy to adulterate or even substitute. And if you do a witness urine collection, it requires a same-sex collector. In addition, anuric patients who can't produce a urine sample still need to be tested, so an alternative matrix like oral fluid is needed to perform testing. As a result, oral fluid has the advantage of being non-invasive and very easy to collect. In addition, direct observation is simpler, since you don't have the same-sex collector troubles like you do for urine collection. Drugs also tend to be detected sooner in oral fluid versus urine. In fact, oral fluid is able to detect most drugs soon after ingestion and extending out for approximately 24 hours, but that really depends on the drug. Lastly, oral fluid is difficult to adulterate.
How are the results used in patient care?
Oral fluid or urine toxicology tests can both help clinicians in identifying when patients are not compliant with taking prescribed medications. It can also identify the use of other controlled substances that weren't reported by the patient or prescribed by the clinician. In the end, all biological results, urine or oral fluid, should be interpreted in the full context of the patient's history, other medical tests, and clinical status.
Thank you for your time today. That was very beneficial in understanding the benefits of oral fluid drug testing. And for more information or to learn how to order this panel at your institution, please visit www.mayocliniclabs.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Answers from the Lab. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to tune in every Thursday and every other Tuesday.